Now, let's turn to Carlow, because tomorrow night the headline act for this year's Carlow Arts Festival will take to the stage at the main venue. It's called O'Hara's Big Top. The band will be on stage. It's called Bashed, and they say they're delighted to be performing in the 48th year of this popular festival. But while it's an exciting opportunity for them, how tough is it in the era of online music and streaming to make the dream of music stardom become a reality? Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent, reports.
This is the latest release from the band Bashed. It's called Dirty White Lies. Here's a flavour. Jack Levy is the lead singer of the band, and he talked to me about the challenges and the joy, of course, of being the front man in a rising star rock band.
When you start off, you play every gig you possibly can in every pub and every room with the mic. At a certain point, kind of go up a level and promoters get involved, and then you start selling tickets, and it can quickly grow pretty fast with the new digital era that we're living in.
Then you start getting to a level where you want to start getting paid. Jack and the band got a great opportunity to tour England last year, and in some cases the fees were a couple of £100, so you have to trade off the fee versus the exposure that these important events are giving you.
So you get invitations from festivals, right? Do you now know what you need to make it work for you?
Every festival is different. It depends on where you're playing. But UK festivals are done kind of differently. You're going to fly over to play a day festival, and then you have to figure out your accommodation. And then so the money isn't as much over there at our level. You make your money on T-shirts, and, you know, there was one night I think we sold £800 worth of T-shirts, and you couldn't ask for a better reception after it. And then you get people following you on Instagram and Spotify, so it is worth it. But yeah, they're fun, so we've tried to do as many as we can.
2FM DJ Dan Hegarty has been a cheerleader for emerging Irish artists and international musicians for many years now.
There's way more music sent to me now than there would have been, let's say, 20 years ago.
Along with initiatives like the 2FM Rising Star Project, Dan believes firmly in the importance of supporting new Irish artists.
Like in the 80s and 90s, you would have to go and spend a fortune in a studio. Now, you can actually record very, very well at home.
It's hard, it's tough, it's expensive. That's the big thing, isn't it, to put a band on the road?
Yep, it is expensive. Let's say there's four people in a band. You want to do a small tour around Ireland. How are you going to get there? Where are you going to stay? You're going to rent a van to move your stuff? You're going to stay with friends? You're going to stay in a hotel? What are the venue costs? Count your own time as nothing, maybe, and see what you have at the end. It's difficult. There's a reason why people say you struggle for your art, and I guess that is part of the struggle.
Angela Dorgan is the CEO of First Music Contact, an organisation that has been set up to nurture and support musicians.
First Music Contact is the Arts Council-funded lead national music organisation for resourcing musicians and the independent music sector in Ireland. We deliver projects at key stages of an artist's development, helping them develop real careers. We will have one-to-one conversations with them, mentoring sessions. Our next big intervention, which is Ireland Music Week, where you apply to play at Ireland Music Week, which runs October 1st to 4th, and the 50 most showcase ready artists are selected by a panel of both domestic but mostly international judges in the global music industry. So there are agents, publishers, music supervisors, festival bookers, all help us with that selection process to help you then globally deliver and grow and grow and grow your international opportunity, and we support you right along that pipeline.
While acknowledging the reality of the tough business, other members of the band spoke to me too. Sam Duffy, Louis Christie and Luke O'Neill.
It's really cool to headline Carlow, and first time we're headlining a festival. So it's a huge honour to be asked. And like, we love playing Irish festivals, you know, because there's always such a buzz around them. Everyone's having such a good time, and it's a nice way to start the summer as well. So we're all super stoked to play it.
Evelyn O'Rourke reporting there.